to council communications. Everybody who is called will have 2 minutes to speak on the topic of their choice. Carla, would you please read the first item? Council 603.
2 minutes?
2 minutes.
What is that?
Go, please.
603, a request of Craig Rogers to address council regarding outreach.
Mr. Walsh, to you. Don't ever call me Joe. I'm not your friend.
Joe, that's a warning for the next outburst.
Don't you call me Miss... You don't call me Joe.
Mr. Walsh, that's the last warning I'm going to give you.
And you apologize for calling me Joe.
Craig Rogers.
I'm a veteran, and I earned Mr. Walsh.
Craig Rogers, you have... Go ahead.
Good morning. My name is Craig Rogers. This gives me an opportunity to thank Commissioner Steve Novick for being in the business of saving lives. I've noticed those orange flags up and down the streets, in particular Burnside, bringing attention to the speed limit, and I want to thank you for that. About a year ago, I attended a Vision Zero rollout meeting, and a lot of people there, a lot of words spoken, but they were left with an empty bag. There was no money. That's what they were told. There was no money. And yet, down here on the NATO Parkway thing, it's my understanding that's not included in the budget this year. And I think that that's really important that it should be. And, you know, on the other hand, we're paying double the market value for that post office land, $40 million rather than $20. And I think that it's basically priorities versus limited funds. And we need to evaluate what our priorities are here, because there's so many things that I feel that people who traverse by feet or bicycle need some help with to be able to move in a safer way. So every 8 to 9 years, the economy goes into a dip. We got peers coming on. You know, are we really preparing for that? I often hear that Portland is referred to as becoming the world's greatest city, and I'm thinking, on whose dime are we going to do that? Are we looking for new taxes? Do we think this new state tax is going to save us, which is really a sales tax? We have a new head of PDC coming on board. I think one of the cornerstones of the interview would be, what are your thoughts on transparent and accountable? Because everywhere you look, you see public agencies falling down on being transparent and accountable. So here's my thought I want you to think about. Do we want to become the world's greatest city, which is kind of an ego-based thing? Or do we want to become the world's safest city, which is a matter of respect? If I'm given a choice, I want to live in the world's safest city. Thank you.
Thank you very much.